Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
A few years ago, I recovered from a difficult battle with mental health problems. For a long time, my range of emotions had been depression, anxiety, or numb. Going to therapy helped. The medications probably did too. As I got better, I thought that I could help others who were suffering like I had. I enrolled in a program to become a therapist. I felt stable and confident. I was exercising more than ever. I quit taking antidepressants and stopped going to therapy. I didn't think that I needed them anymore. I did pretty good for about a year. Then things began to slip. The anxious thoughts returned. A panic attack signaled that it was time to go back on meds. I returned to therapy, but things didn't improve. I went through a carousel of different antidepressants. Months passed, and nothing helped. I fell out of shape and began having a hard time just sitting still. I took a leave of absence from the therapist training program. How could I help someone else when I could barely keep myself together? Things worsened further. I went through several chilling rounds of electroconvulsive shock therapy. It didn't provide any relief. The anxious feelings became unbearable. One day, before my 46th birthday, I was admitted to Langley Porter Psychiatric Hospital. I spent 5 days there. The hardest part about my hospitalization was knowing that my teenage children knew where I'd been. What kind of effect would it have on them? I felt ashamed and guilty. I'd been good at hiding my mental health struggles from everyone. Maybe that was part of the problem. The lonely months of COVID isolation passed by, and my wife and I separated. My goal became just making it to the end of the day. 6 months have passed since my hospitalization, and some days are really hard, but there are also times when things settle down, and I fantasize about how amazing it would be to feel good again. I wonder how many others are out there, just holding on like I have been. I wonder why it's so embarrassing to talk about mental health struggles. I also wonder what meaning and purpose I can find in it all. Recently, I've started to force myself to get out more. I've also been reconnecting with friends. They often ask the same question that I can't seem to answer in full. Hey, Slush, where have you been? With a Perspective, I'm Jonathan Slusher.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.